This is talk two of The Wisdom of Emptiness, a seminar given by Kenpo Sultram Gyantso at Karma Choling, October 13th, 1990.
Lamde lam raba kharchin sem ji nyme wu ji kharchin sem ji ne lo ngwe som do to pe nyme wu ji marik pe me ba sarte yang da pe lan je na wa rab do je pe me lam nyang yo
So, Rinpoche, can you hear me? Is this okay? Rinpoche wishes everyone good morning, and everyone, all of those here endowed with intelligence, he wishes them good morning. And it means everyone is endowed with intelligence. It doesn't mean just those of you that haven't. Everybody. And then he makes the prayer that the rays of the great eastern sun, which are the radiance of the true nature of the mind, that they will completely clear away the darkness of dualistic confusion, and that through this luminosity then that the perfect path will be clear.
Zom zonje dam jeje ngô rì dàn jeng gò rì jam zhè chab dà Tsum mè bà dà lò mò dàm bì jab jè dò dà mò mè bà lò sà zhè xin jò sùn jì wò Jì wà nè zhè rà dàm jè dàm dà wà mè bà rà jì sù zhòng dò zhò Sùng yàng dù jì jì mò jì gò nè dò gè nhìng lò xì dì bà rì jì dì Tarpa lanzo che karan jo wapo, shakje wangpo nyingi wiso jo. Kanchi jen do tuten rambo che, nyeze sardan rinpe shingdawa, shivan so dan so chi lama so, bawa lo ben so la chik do. Sabje men ro du zi dan nyin che, lo tre lanzo che ro cha che, tuten no vinda la wo yon wa, jangon lama nam nyin nyin. Tsirav kundu sivjin dhani le tomke sami sakhi yong zombi Sanchuk nyingbe langkin karma ba mesi tebe chibi toto Pardin durjin jamar kuen jabda lama karma ba Chingur kuen chinchung ne sikhi pachir yedan nanjur ma Tinne kuen chise bo wanjur chujong be chincham darla Nanjur seche kuepe doi dondar me tuk chi chongwa Lai ke dan la dan nu jing ke, chom da dan me yi ke nam, rova kun je dra ke je zang ba, tam je ke do da ki ju dung do. Ho la song, yang yang jar, rova nam gan ta da nyan da sim jing tam je ke dung do, si ki ni jing ta lam ne pa yang da pa zo pa san je je kong pa ram pa je, ro par sa. Te yi che do, tam pa chu la tu sang gong song je chun par sa wo nyan pe. Samba Sanju Jo to Tokyo Mundo Tang December.
So, as always, Rinpoche asks us to generate the thought of enlightenment, to generate bodhicitta, which is the wish to bring all sentient beings to the level of enlightenment all sentient beings as vast in number as the sky is limitless. And to that end, then, one vows to rest neither in the extreme of conditioned existence nor in the tranquility of liberation, and that one will practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings. So today Rinpoche will explain some verses from a text by the great Bodhisattva residing on the 10th level, Maitreya. And it will be concerning the Shentong view, the Madhyamaka Shentong view.
Deyang udang tan number jepe level tambo tsini ji level le yanda mayin kundo yo tela nipo yo mayin tongba ni nandala yo tela yang ne te yo to hisab song de deje gog duge
deje to tsu tambo song na
ne ga oh ya yang da mayin kun to yo si ji te kar sa na dan de ka su tsin ni song ting ge Yanda main kundo yo. Yang takpa main pe kundo. Yang takpa main pe kundo te pakya ke top je songa re. Ni nang jewa thoma meba ni ni nang tang ni yin je pakya kun ye la ya yin kun ye pakya ke top je songa yin Kunjilla yakpe, Pachaka top, just somewhere, yang tapa main, but Kundore. Kundo tani do you, but temper. Tell a nipo you, mine. Tap Kundo, the young are.
Dibarsona.
Tiparabe. Oh, then the gado.
Tixilila.
Oh, they.
Constant Yoki Mari.
Oh, they have a do. They get a yabado.
So,
yeah.
Rinpoche quoted four lines of verse from the first chapter of the. Madhyanta Vibhanga, distinguishing the middle from the extremes. And the first line, this is dealing with what we call the three nature theory. Then the three natures are kuntak in Tibetan, which is, I think you translate here as the random labeling. The Sanskrit is parikalpita, and other translations for it are the completely imputed nature or the totally imaginary nature. Since the totally imaginary nature is a translation that fits this text more closely, that's the one I'll be using for this first nature, but when I say that, remember that that's what you call random labeling. So that's parikalpita, the first one. Then the second one is called paratantra, or the other dependent nature. And I think that's pretty similar to what you call it. It's, I think, dependent nature or other dependent. And the third one is called parinispana in Sanskrit. We translate it as the perfectly established or perfectly existent nature. That's very literal to the Tibetan. So those are the three natures. It's called the Tri Svabhava theory in Sanskrit, the three natures theory. And it's very basic to both. It's used both in the mind only, in the Chittamatran school, and in the Shantung school. So this verse here that Rinpoche is quoting is dealing with the first of these, which is the one we know as randomly labeling or the totally imaginary nature. So the first line of the verse says that the imaginary nature is not correct, literally. And what does that mean? It means that this imaginary nature arises out of the alaya consciousness in the form of mental habits, mental imprints, habitual patterns. Do you have a name for that you use all the time? Habitual patterns. And through the force of these, then, we perceive dualistically. And this is something we've been doing for many, many lifetimes. So we perceive dualistically, and then we grasp on to that dualistic perception as established, as somehow truly established. So like it's a double confusion. First, we perceive dualistically, and then we grasp on to that dualistic perception as truly existent.
Tene yan tape yan tapa mayin pe kundo te ton tambar madrum na yan thani chang do yobare gyumchen karres na yan tapa mayin pe kundo te kundo thani chang do mina korwa thani chang do yang me ba korwa sepa kamson korwa de thani chang do yang me pe chung yobare yan tapa mayin pe kundo te thani chang do yogo gore Tanyi tsam do yang dapa mayin pa kundo te mi na, tene korwa te mi do tarwa chung yore.
Korwa te?
Korwa te ni me pa. Korwa te mi, tsami, yimi. Korwa te ni me pa chung yore. Korwa te mi do tarwa chung yore se na, tanyi tsam do yang dapa mayin pa kundo yore.
No, chepe tarwa.
Oh, re. Korwa te ni me pa chung yore.
No. So this imaginary nature does not exist ultimately, but it has a conventional kind of existence, a relative kind of existence. If one did not have this imaginary nature, then there would be the fault that samsara would not exist, that conventional appearances would not arise. There would be then no basis for existence. There would be no support. So because of this fault then, one has to have this imaginary nature. One can't simply do away with it. It's necessary for the functioning of samsara in order to have this imaginary nature.
Then Tajo chukko na rikpa luksor se na Tajo chukko na digirabe.
Nauri na.
Digire.
Digire la.
Dei na.
Matrik na tini.
Yan tapa mayin pakkunto chuchin. Tanyi tsamdo yogute. Kunto tanyi tsamdo mi na. Kowa yimi to jorba kanye. Tanyi zan do kundo yoba de nyamnyong ge zhubi se, nyamnyong. Kundo tanyi zan do yoba de nyamnyong ge ngus zhubi se. Haku zon, nga zu kundo am namdo de ngus nyamnyong ge zhubi dewa.
Di nana zu ki nyamnyong ge
zhubi. Oh, jiran la namdo yoba nyamnyong ayo.
Mare la.
Yore de yore, de yore.
Tini nyamnyong yore, tini dira de yore.
Ngus som do nyong se. Kundo yoba ngon som de nyam su nyong se. Nga cho namdo yoba, namdo ya haja mambu yoba de nga ran cho la nyam nyong duwa.
Nare ha, ti do.
Ti do. Ti se na kundo tanyi du yogore.
No. So then, often when In the Tibetan tradition, one is explaining view or philosophy, one uses different kinds of reasonings. Sometimes they're called syllogisms. But actually, reasonings is a better word for it because they don't quite follow the pattern of Western syllogisms, and there are many more varied kinds than one finds in Western philosophy. So he's using a very simple one here, which is where you give a subject something to be considered, and then you say something about it, and then you give a reason why that's so. So here he says, given the imaginary nature, which is not ultimate, it's necessary to have this nature that exists on a merely conventional level. So that's the hypothesis that one's making. And then there are two reasons why this is so. The first reason is that if there were no imaginary nature, there would be no basis for samsara. And the second is that we know from our own experience that there are such things as the concepts. For example, when we sit down to meditate, we have experiences of concepts. So we know that they exist naturally from our own experience.
ཡོང་མ་དེ་ཁན་དེ་ཅེལ་མུན་ཅིན་ཅིན་ཡེ་ན་ཡོང་མ་དེ་གོ་ཡེ་ནམ་ཤི་པ་ཁ་དང་ཁེ་པ་ཡེ་མང་རེ་པ་ཁ་ཡོ་སི་ཅེ་ཉོ་མོང་པ་ཅིན་ཅིན་ཡེ་ཡང་ཡེ་མང་རེ་ཉོ་མོང་པ་ཅིན་ཅིན་ཡེ་ཅིག་ཡོ་པ་ཚོ་རོ་གནམ་ཤི་དང་ཚོ་རོ་གནམ་ཤི་གོ་གནམ་ཤི་ཏོ་མི་དང་ཡེ་ལ་དེ་ནེ་ཏོ་ཁེ་ད་ཏོ་མི་ཉི་རེ་ཐམ་ཅེ་ཡེ་མང re na ta ya po ji jo kon so la ko de wo sik sik ni po
wo so tu ki nam che yo 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 gi re ma re te ni kap
ji do ga nam hi cha ji do ga nam hi to ke to mi ta ke pa chen de ge re
ti ni ka cha gi re
to ke to mi dang je pa kang ga pe na go ga nam hi to mi ra wa ye ji nam hi la to ke yo ra wa ye ji nam hi la to ke ta to mi ni ka yo re Tanda Pakya Nuniki Yupe Sodok Namhi Toki Tomi the Jeba Tamje Deni Yemangre.
So then, if one asks, so then the second nature, the other dependent nature, how does one understand that? This is the Para Tantra. So what is the real face of this? When the Alaya Vijnana, the eighth consciousness, and the mental, the habitual patterns that reside there, when this is moved by the seventh consciousness, which is the afflicted consciousness, then the six different kinds of consciousness arise. And these are both with and without concepts. So, the Ujik and the Jamsugi Pe Shana?
Jamsugi Pe Tanda Yamasu.
Okay. So, this system then has eight different levels of consciousness. The eighth is the Alaya Vijnana, the seventh is the what's called the Manavijnana, this afflicting consciousness. Then there's the sixth, which is the mental consciousness, and the five consciousness that deal with the senses. So these, the all-basis consciousness is where these mental patterns arise, and when it is moved by this seventh consciousness, then the other six consciousnesses arise, and they can either be with or without concepts, the six.
Lama Sona.
So then there's an example that illustrates the relation between these six consciousnesses and the a metaphor. And the metaphor is that the Alaya Vijnana is the ocean. The seventh consciousness, the Mana Vijnana, the afflicting consciousness then, is like the wind. And this wind moves across the surface of the ocean and it creates waves. And these waves that it creates are the six consciousnesses.
Karte kun yin de mina pakya na to gang de jo kun yin mina pakya ge ge yo ma pakya na to gang de jo pakya gang de jo ka ba ya go kun yin de pakya ge ge ye ra wa gang de jo gre gang de jo de so ne karte kun yin de mina pakya na to gang de jo pakya na to mi jo na Tronang na to yong mujo. Tesser kunki yo parangi. Tisena kunki yo kore. Tesser kunki yo parangi. Kunki mena pakya yaksa. Karse kunki namki mena pakya na to pa te yaksa yo mare. Pakya na tsokpa mena trunang na tsokpa de shiaga mare, kandisi shiaga. Jumtsin di sena kunki namki yore. Kunki namki ke lenpa ta milinpa cheba yore wa. Ta jumtsin di sena kunki namki yore. Ke lingko kore, se vore. Sabu chongsun e?
Di kunso pure mare, vek para karvesa tene.
Arre, kunso tere, kunki namki. Tundam to kunki namki ke lingko mare. Te kunso ki kyaara wa, yewan ke kaya wa, azi.
No.
Azi, yewan ke. Yeah,
good. So then Ribati has a verse that deals with this all basis consciousness. I think you call it ground consciousness, the Alaya Vijnana, ground consciousness. And of course here, when we're dealing with these eight different kinds of consciousnesses, we're on a level of relative truth. We're speaking on a level of relative truth. This is not ultimate truth. And we're also speaking from the point of view of schools that assert a ground consciousness, an all-basis consciousness. Not all the schools assert that this exists. It's a particular aspect of a philosophy that belongs to the mind-only school and the Shantong school. So then the verse says, if there were no ground consciousness, if there were no Alaya Vijnana, then where could the various mental patterns reside? If there are no mental patterns, then the various confused appearances would not arise. Therefore, be certain that there is a ground consciousness. So what we're talking about here is the need for samsara. Like, we need samsara. You can't do away with it. You can't wipe it out. So therefore, for samsaric appearances to arise, there has to be some basis for this arising. And therefore, one has to assert some kind of a place where these mental patterns abide or reside, out of which they manifest. So this, then, is this ground consciousness. So therefore, we need this kunji, and this then is the Shenwang Kunji Ne Shagiri Marabi.
The kunji Korang Yangyong. Kunji Yangyong.
So this ground consciousness, along with its mental patterns, then are included within this category of the second nature, of the other dependent nature, the Shenwang or the Paratantra.
Ana kunje nam ki ke lang na sem sam ba ta bar man jo ram nyam na nyam na si ji da kon do sam na nyam na sam na gong na gong na si ji de jo gong na mare kunje nam ki te Sintamba ke lingre, yendong ke lingre, then Dorje take a lol, a young queen can nam hit a carchambore. Rava?
No. So then, if one asks, who is it that asserts this view of the ground consciousness, it is then the mind-only school, the Semtsam school in Tibetan, or the Chittamatra school, and also the Zhentong school, the Madhyamaka Zhentong school, and then it's also extremely important in Vajrayana practice. So then the second line says, in relationship to the imaginary nature, which is not ultimate, there is neither a perceived object nor a perceiving subject. So how do we understand that then? It means that one does not perceive as separate a subject and an object. One doesn't see them as having some kind of space in between them, for example. And one also is clear that they're not made up of some kind of substance. So one doesn't see them as somehow as being separate and one doesn't see them as being substantial. And then Rinpoche gives an example. If one is dreaming, and in the dream there is a very beautiful flower that appears, if one doesn't recognize that one is dreaming, then one takes this flower to be something separate from oneself. One perceives it dualistically and thinks that it exists in that way. But if one looks at things from the ultimate point of view, or that is to say, if one recognizes the dream, then one realizes that this flower is not, there is no separation between the perceiver and the perceived, as in a dream. What does the perceiving in the dream and what is perceived, they both arise out of the mind. And so when one recognizes a dream, one recognizes this. So one sees then that the flower is not something outside of oneself. Then also one understands that within this dream context, that a flower is not composed of some kind of atom. It's not composed of some kind of particle that exists substantially. So in that sense, there is not even the most subtle particle that exists, and therefore a flower, which would be just a heap, a sophisticated heap of these particles, also doesn't exist. So then if one looks at this other dependent nature, then it is free of this kind of imaginary nature which takes things to exist dualistically and separately, and also to exist substantially. So then, during the day, for example, we have many different kinds of concepts that arise, concepts of attachment or aversion, passion or aggression. And if one understands this truly, then one can see that these are, when one understands the emptiness of dualistic perception, then one sees the lack of reality of these appearances. And at that point, then, one understands the other dependent nature as being empty of dualistic perception. Or one can say being empty of the other dependent nature. It's not involved with the other dependent nature.
Yang tapa main pe kondo chu chin zong zeng ni ji tong ba yin de zong a ma tu be ser
tang zin ba
ma zong a zong a zong a ma tu zong a yo zong a sem Zoma Pakya Gantunan Zanibe Madhoba Kanye Zoma Madhob Nan Zimba Yang Madhobese Madhob Nan Madhobese Zoma Madhob Nan Zimba Yang Madhobese. Oh, yeah.
So, given this random labeling or this imaginary nature, this kuntak, that does not exist ultimately, it is empty then of. Dualistic perception. Zongzi ni ji tongba.
Zongzi ni ji tongba yin de.
Shenwang.
Mada be yenwang ju ji zongzi ni ji tongba yin de.
Oh, mada be yenwang.
Mada be yenwang de 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 ba.
Oh, we mechi yanda be.
Yanda ba mayin be kunto.
Yanda ba mayin be kunto.
Re re re.
Yanda ba mayin be kunto.
Yanda ba mayin be kunto ju ji.
Shentoki, shenwang ki tawa ni.
Take Matu Yan Daba Maimba Kundo Chuji. Zungze ni jitongba in the ezer. Zoma Madhoba Kanye. Zoma Pakya Gantunang San Yimbe Madhoba Kanye. Zoma Madhom Nan Zimba Yam Madhobas. Te Tajur Koson.
Marela, you need the Kaptila Rivache Muma. Muma Gisumala Kuntaki Ranshin the Zungze ni jinangware Marebe. And the Kaptila Shangwangi. Shenwangi tawa ne kunzo.
Yewang kunto te zungzi ni ji tongbare. Karasana yanda main kunto yu tele ni po yu main zerwa. Kunto tele zungzi ni yeba main.
No. So now in this second verse, Rinpoche is giving you a very sophisticated presentation right off the bat. So in this second presentation, what we're doing is we're looking at this imaginary nature from the point of view of the second other dependent nature. So then the reasoning would go in the following way. Considering the imaginary nature that is not ultimately established, from the point of view of the other dependent nature, it is empty then of the dualistic perception. And why is that? Because an object is not truly established, like we saw in the dream example. It is these objects which are the deluded appearances that arise from mental habitual patterns, they are not truly established. So that's one side of the duality. If the object is not truly established, then the perceiving object is not truly established, and the perceiving subject is also not established. So that's the second, that's by implication. If you can establish that one set of the pairs doesn't exist, then the other one doesn't either. So we've seen that this object, then, the flower, in the dream example, the flower didn't exist. That it was merely this deceptive appearance that came out of the kunji. And therefore, that which perceives it, the perceiving subject, that also does not exist.
Pena Malam Dundi, Malam Tangrebe. Dindi. Doriagra, Diagra.
Drul.
Oh, yeah. Malam to Drurja Malam Tamayina. Drunzinja Nam Dote. Drunzinja Nam Dote. Zungzinji Tongbare. Drunzinja Nam Dote. Zuma Drurtang. Zimbe. Namdo, Zungzin Tadeji Tongbare. Quran Namdo, Ina Namdo, Zungzin Tadeji Tongbare. Junsen Karas and a drorte, drort this little Trubayo Mare. Drolang O Yomare. Oh, maybe Junsen Kare. Shata Shadan, Shadan, Papadan, Tadan, Rubayo Mare. They Junsen Kare, Dutin Yomare. Etom Yomare. They maybe say na, draw your money, sir. The your money. Draw, sir, the maybe say na, zoom a maybe say na, then eh, cassette agent, the bate, huh? Zoom the needy tombare. Namdo the zoom the needy tombare. Pay the hindo, tatar jinga to Namdo not so what day. You know, young, Namdo te zoom the needy tombare. Take some. Take your worries on somebody. Naran-sama, Yabuji, here you somebody.
So, for example, to give an example to illustrate this, if one dreams of a snake, in the dream then, if one doesn't recognize the nature of the dream, in the dream, one has the concept that apprehends the snake, that perceives the snake. However, so one has this concept that perceives the snake. And in that dream then, when one doesn't recognize it for what it is, there is a sense of separation between the snake that's perceived and the person that perceives the snake. However, if one looks at the dream, if one understands the nature of the dream, one understands that the dream is not something that's established outside of one's mind, because a dream is merely something that arises within one's mind, from one's mind. So, since it's not established outside, then one can also see that it has no essential nature, that it's not something that's made up of flesh and bones and blood. that there's not one particle that's truly established when one considers a dream snake. So since this snake is not something that we perceive outside, one becomes clear that there is no outside object, and therefore that consciousness which is turned outside to perceive this, that also then does not ultimately exist. Then one can transfer that kind of awareness from understanding the dream situation to the situations we have now during the day. The concepts that we have now, they ultimately are also empty of this kind of dualistic perception.
Sazong.
Sazong.
Oh, yeah. Tsikye de goa.
Tompa ni la de la yu.
Mem.
Oh, we would you
say? Turpa nama imbecile. Tata namto naso de Zongzi ni ji tomba yin.
Turpa nama imbecile.
Nama de turpa nama imbecile. Turpa nama imbecile. Yana pakya turna imbecile. Korea gado.
Baksha.
Bakya gatrana nama de. Nama pakya turna ser. Nama bakya turna ser. Tata namto naso de Zongzi ni ji tomba chop. Tomba chop, tomba yin Korea gado.
Zongzi ni ji tong. Drup.
Zongzi ni ji tomba chop. Repeat to go to the table. Tea Buddha.
Bakshak Nangwa.
Nangwa Bakshak Trunang, sir.
Nangwa Bakshak Trunang.
Sir.
Tata
Namdo Nato De Zongzi Ni Ji Tongba Trok.
So then a verse, Rinpoche says these appearances, what one is experiencing now as appearances, because they are the deceptive or confused appearances arising out of mental patterns, one should then establish through reasoning that these present appearances, these present concepts that one has, are empty of dualistic appearance.
Ni tong wei ser yong duo yin. That's a key come by Yako. Need don't go, sir. Tate, you want over it. Tate, to get oh, yeah.
So then, the perfectly established nature then is the luminosity which is empty of dualistic perception, the third nature then.
Ta, say, come by, Sumba, Tongba Ni, and Delayo, somebody. Tongba ni ne kaiwa yore ta. Tongba ni am yondrop te kaiwa yore. Sena, tongba ni nandala yo. Zungzin je trupa tam je kebe. Semje ne lo woesar am yondrop te kundo andala yore. Dala yo. Kundo andala yore. Tongba ni nandala yo. Tanda. Zongzhen je trupa tamje rabdo xewe qu ji yin am qu yin am yongro te kawa yore te kawa yore dala yo kundo dala yore kundo dala yore chor chetar yore qu ni ji chor do yore kundo ge qu ni am kundo ge ne lo ge chor do yore kundo se je de nam do ge ne lo ge chor do yore yang nam do ran sen ba te Yondo Yag Mare Namdo de Chuchin Re Nam Chuchin Kundo de la Chuniji Sodu Yabare Katragamando Dixon and Lela Tagno Tony de Cavayere Kundo Lire
Marina.
Namdo Lire. Namdola kandisi yore.
So then the third line of this verse says, where is it then that one finds emptiness? Where does one find emptiness if one looks for it? Well, if one is able then to pacify or to settle the confusions of seeing a perceived subject and a perceived object, then what arises is the luminosity, which is the true nature of the mind, the perfectly existent nature. And one finds this by looking into the true nature of this first nature, the perfectly established, random labeling. If one looks into that to find its true nature, then what one finds is true emptiness. One finds emptiness by looking into this. One can't do away with it. It is samsara, but it is also the basis for emptiness. So one finds emptiness by looking into the depths, so to speak, of this random labeling or of this imaginary nature. And the perfectly established nature or emptiness, this third nature, is present within the first nature as its true nature.
That's fine.
No.
Tongba ni chujin, tajur kukuta. Tongba ni chujin, kundo la chunyi jitsorto yuepe jungchen yote. Kundo zungzi ni jit, muma tongba hieswa. Kundo zungzi ni jit tongba. Waisar te yungro vingse.
So then, given emptiness, then this is a form of a reasoning. It exists within random labeling or within this imaginary nature as its true nature. Why is that? Because when this imaginary nature or random labeling is freed of dualistic perception, then what arises is the perfectly established nature, which is luminosity.
Tene sakin je kapsun de sakin ngendu dorjen chang tong ma laji son de je kapsun nam do ngowo chu go song ba yin se yero wa de da ton da che kwa de nam do ge ne lo wo sar de la de sakin je lo la yang chu go se ge de da ti kwa ton da che kwa yin wo Namdong owo chuko yinbatang. Namdong nelo yungro yinbatang da jikwari.
So then, In the lineage prayer, the prayer to the Kagyu lineage, there is a verse there that says the essential nature of concepts is the Dharmakaya. And that then is, here we're pointing to the same meaning. This is the same meaning that Rinpoche has been discussing here. So the essential nature of concepts, their true nature is luminosity, it is the Dharmakaya.
ཨོ་དེ་རེ་ཏམ་ཏོང་པ་ཉིན་དེ་ལ་ཡང་ནེ་དེ་ཡོ་དོ་སེ་ཡེ་པ་དེ་ལ་ཡང་ནེ་དེ་ལ་ཡང་ནེ་དེ་ཡོ་དོ་སེ་དེ་ལ་ཁར་ཡོ་རེ་ཏ་ཏོང་པ་ཉིན་དེ་གུན་དོ་ལ་ཆུ་ཉི་ཅི་ཚོ་དེ་ཡོ་རོ་བ་ཨ་ན་དེ་ལ་སེ་ཅི་དེ་རྒྱ་ཇོ་སེ་དེ་ཏོང་ཉི་རེ་ཨ་ན་གུན་དོ་དེ་ལ་ཏོང་པ་ཉིན་དེ་ཆུ་ཉི་ཅི་ཚོ་དེ་ཡོ་རེ་ kundo te yore, kandesu yore, chuchin ji chodo yore, dibzi ji chodo yore, chuchin ji chodo yore, dibzi ji chodo yore. Nando te chamara wa? Dik sumi?
Masoma.
Tela yang ne te yoto, tela si ji te tongpa nyere, yonrop re. Yonrup tongpa nyi te la kare yore, te yodo, kundo te yore. Yonrup tongpa nyi te la kundo kande sene yore, chujin ji chordo yore. Chujin ji chordo kare re, dribzi ji chordo yore, treme chordo yore. Ta, tongpa nyi te kundo la chujin ji chordo yore, ne loko chordo yore, nyingbu chordo yore. Tongpa nyi te la, Kundo te chuchin ji chodo yore, dibzi ji chodo yore, treme chodo yore. Oh yeah.
Di kunda ki tsu...
Kunda maru, kundo, namto.
Namtok.
Namto la se to, kunda maru, kundo se, namto la.
Namtok.
Ta kusoy.
Tene yongdrup la kun namtok di kandase sha...
Oh, chujin ji chodo. Tanda lab chunga. Tongpa nye na te la yo se du, tanda kundo te la yongdrup tongpa nye te chujin ji chodo yore, nyingbu chodo yore. Tsega khitang re, anna tongpa nye te la kari yore, te la kundo yore, kande yore, chujin ji chodo yore. Kundo la tongpa nye chujin ji chodo yore, tongpa nye la kundo te Chujin ji cho do yore, dribzi ji cho, treme cho do yore.
So then, if one asks then how these, what's the relationship between these two, between concepts and the perfectly existent nature, then one can see it in the following way, that the perfectly existent nature rests within concepts, it abides within concepts as their ultimate true nature, as their dharmata. And then how what is the relationship looking at it from the point of view of the perfectly existent nature, looking at these concepts, then the concepts, when one focuses on the concepts, then the perfectly existent nature is able to sustain or have within its expanse all of these concepts. It is related to all of these concepts through being their essence.
Ta tenya ko dewa suna dehi nyingbo la jana dehi nyingbo te dehi nyingbo namdo ke kundo ke ne lo ke chodo yobare Dehi Ningbo la Kundo de Chujin ji chodo yobare. Dehi Ningbo la jana.
So one can also then use the same analogy for the
Imaho.
For the Buddha nature. Or the Tathagatagarbha, that this also rests within concepts as their true nature. And then from the point of view of the Tathagatagarbha itself, it then holds all of these concepts within itself in the sense that it is the true nature of all of these.
Rangi namda ke chuving la jar te khe na rangi namda ke chuving te kundo la chuni ji so de yare rangi namda ke chuving te la yang kundo yare kundo te chuni de zi ji so de yare ha mena ba khen te sa bo cha gre.
So then one can also speak about the Dharma Dhatu in the same way, the Dharma Dhatu that is
rangi namda kare bo.
That is, Rinpoche spoke last night of the Dharma Dhatu under two aspects, one that is naturally and always pure, and one then that is purified, that has undergone a process of eliminating these temporary stains. So here what we're speaking about is the first one, the naturally completely pure Dharma Dhatu. And this then exists within concepts as their true nature, and then when one looks at it from the other point of view, then the concepts can also be seen as that which are within the expanse of all events and phenomena. They are not excluded from it in any way.
Dina. Rangi namda ke chuji ying la, chuying la, kundo chuji ji tsoram, dribzi ji tsoram, trema tsordo yueba se na, lovon trupe trema jang gogore, lovon trupe trema jang na, tene lovo tata ji chukungon do jokore, ta? Rangi namda ke lovo tata ji chuying on do jokore.
Rupse, chuchin yube kap, di namtok di yong drip kiribe, di drabo kona.
Yondop te ngobola dega mare te degure.
Jipkiri, rinpoche jipkiri sanso.
Ngobola dega mare se. Rangi namda ke chuyeng te la tanda o yanda mayi bakkundo te dibzi ji chode yore, treme chode yore. Ina ngobola trema yo mare, lobor ji trema namka tenji treba da pe yan kere yo. Treme chode yore. Ti se na rangi namda ngobo chuyen de ngô rang yin je nam bar ta pa yin na yang yang da mai ba kun do de de zi je cho de yo ba se na de ma jang ya yo re de ma jang ba de ma de zi je cho de yo ba kun do yang da ba mai ba kun do kun cho ba jang sa du de ne ta da lo wo de da ji chu kong ngon de jo ba re lo wo de da ji chu yin ngon de jo ba re chu yin la rang yin nam da ge chu yin da lo wo de da ji chu yin ni ro ba.
Oh, yeah. So another way of understanding this relationship is that the Dharma Dhatu rests within all phenomena as their true nature, and that all phenomena then are related to the Dharma Dhatu in the sense that they are that which can obscure it when one has concepts, and these concepts can obscure the Dharma Dhatu. It doesn't obscure its, it doesn't stain its pure nature, but they are related to it in the sense that they cover it over, in the same way that a cloud obscures the sky, for example. So that's another mode of relationship, that concepts or that which is not purified is related to. It's a funny kind of relationship, but it's the relationship of being, of obscuring something. That also is a kind of relationship. So they're related to the Dharma Dhatu in the way that it obscures it. And then because one has these two kinds of Dharma Dhatu, because one has the Dharma Dhatu that is from the beginning pure and the Dharma Dhatu which is a result of purification, because one has these impurities or concepts that are covering over the Dharma Dhatu, then one has to go through the process of purification in order to eliminate what is obscuring the Dharma Dhatu. And then when one has completed that process, then what appears is the Dharma Dhatu, which is technically called the Dharma Dhatu free of temporary stains.
Yingsu chorwa na.
So then, Rinpoche gives a verse here. Although the nature of the mind is from beginningless time pure, it is covered over by the confusions of dualistic perception, the temporary stains of dualistic perception. And if one then liberates into the expanse of space these confusions, these temporary confusions, then one will attain the one will attain then the Dharmakaya, which is which has these two aspects of being from the beginning free and also purified.
Tan dona, dor dona, yang tapa mai berkundo yewang, zungzin kundo tela zungzin je tade do coba te kunda, zungzin ni ji tongbe kundo ke semje nelo wesa te yong dobre. Zongzhen ji zhuba tamjie rabdu xieba semjie nela wo yisar de yong zhuk.
Tende xiangwang kano xie gogo lu?
Yinwang kundo, yang dapa mayinba kundo. Yang dapa mayinba kundo yinwang. Kundo la zongzhen ni ji, zongzhen zhe tade do zhuba de. Kunda. Kene karezo.
Shenwan.
Maro zungzhen zhe tade do choba de kunda.
No.
Zungzhen ni ji tongba kundo ke ne lo wesar de, semji ne lo wesar de yung dure.
Shenwan lupi je. Shenwan sung ma sung na.
Yenwan la sung.
Thako ma sung.
Kundo yenwan ge se. Kundo.
Namtok. Namtok suna le la gi de mi chi ngit
tru gi de kundo namtok re
namtok shen ba
nambar tok ba
no
yeah
okay so then in brief one can describe these three natures in brief first then this random appearance then is random labeling or this imaginary nature that is when one is involved in dualistic perception seeing things as being separate and established somehow substantially. Then the other dependent nature is basically these concepts that we saw how they came out of the ground consciousness manifesting as these habitual patterns. And the third nature then, which is the perfectly established nature, then this is the luminous nature of the mind, which is empty of dualistic perception. So those are like brief definitions for it. So that's a brief explanation from the first chapter dealing with definitions of the three, the imaginary nature, the other dependent nature, and the perfectly existent nature.
Yanda mayin kundo yo tela nyipo yo mayin tongba nyin nendala yo tela yang ne te yo. Yanda mayin kundo yo, chiran zilabda. Yanda mayin kundo yo.
Yanda kunta.
Yanda mayin.
Yanda mayin.
Kundo yo.
Kunta.
Kundo yo. Yanda mayin kundo yo. Tela, yanda mayin kundo. Tela nipo yo mai. Tela nipo yo mai. Yin. Tongba ni ne. Tongba. Ni ne. Ni ne. Della.
Della.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh yeah. Tongbanyan. Della. Yeah, yeah. Yipa. Della.
Della.
Yangne.
Yangne.
Yangne. Teyo to.
Teyo to.
Teyo to.
Oh
yeah. Yanda mayin kundo yo. Yanda.
Yanda.
Mayin.
Mayin.
Kundo.
Kundo.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh hi. Yabdo. Tela. Tela.
Tela.
Nipo.
Nipo.
Yoma.
Yoma.
Yin.
Yin.
Yoma yin. Tongba.
Tongba.
Nye ne.
Nye ne.
Tela.
Tela.
Yo.
Yo.
Tela. Yepa.
Tela.
Tela. Yang ne.
Yang ne.
Teo.
Teo.
To.
To.
Oh yeah. Yeah yeah. Ta chiran su chaba yona. Take it out.
So if you have questions.
What did I just say?
Kambaji with the Dela Dela Yang ni Deyudo.
Tongba ni Dela Kundo Deyudo. Tongba ni Dela Kundo Deyudo.
Oh, the Tongba ni Dela Yu.
Tongba ni Dela Kundo Deyudo. Dela Yang ni Deyudo. Tongba ni Dela Kundo Deyudo.
So, what you just said, more or less, is that the imaginary nature, which is not ultimate, exists. And in it, then, from the point of view of the other dependent nature, there is from the purified other dependent nature, there is no dualistic perception, and also within the imaginary nature is emptiness, and within emptiness one finds also the imaginary nature as in the form of a temporary stain. This is a very condensed and very profound verse.
Oh yeah, that's the one.
Any other questions?
Coffee, John. Do. Yeah.
Rinpoche. It seems what I could understand. You were saying that the relationship between phenomena and Dharma Dhatu is that phenomena is that which obscures the Dharma Dhatu, and that you are using paratantra or relative truth. You are equating that a great deal with concepts. But is there another meaning of paratantra or relative truth? Of just simply seeing appearances as inseparable from emptiness. Seeing phenomena or relative truth, dandam, just as arising without clinging and grasping.
Can I ask the first question?
Yeah.
In that, because I think within this system, relative truth of Kunzal Denpa is not exactly equated with the paratantra. It might be a point to be clarified that you have this true and false relative truth.
That's
and
right.
Then the ultimate relative truth, and you relate these to the three natures, no?
That's right.
So maybe one should clarify that relationship first.
Maybe I could. I think this is good. the three natures that I've heard of before and studied, I think, are from the Yogacharan point of view.
Uh-huh.
And in that, parikalpita is false truth.
Mm-hmm.
Paratantra is purified relative truth, and parinishvana is ultimate mm-hmm. or absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Yogacharan point of view, there's an inseparability of paratantra and parinishvana.
Mm-hmm. Should we just ask that?
Okay.
Then, ngo ni sum tang kunso. Dundal Denpa ki kor kade shugindu.
Oh yeah.
Then he woma ga uruto totsu shuga yindi. Kunso samsam ki tawa lobjong chibi ka. Then he di drabo ki drabo so gire. Kunso ki madak pe kunso. Then he shenwang la dak pe kunso ko gire. Then he yongdu di Dundam Denpa la kogire. Then he comes to Gisambala, Jangwang Dang, Yondru Yamedo kogire la.
Ta tela, Tiny son de Dodoke, Dodoke he tortang. Yang. Sakin, Zokin, Maluk, he told Madame Yungre.
So, Rinpoche begins by saying that there is different ways of explaining this. There's one that's in relationship to the sutra tradition, and another that relates to the Mahamudra and the Mahaati traditions.
This chepa yongre ta. This is chunyi namji da unta namji de so semsan tang yindong tumong ge denju re. Ta tumong de kandre se here se na zo kunye la pakha yak pa top je chur pa chor dang. Sedon denbar ma ro pa chor sedon semsan yin pa chor de so tene semsan je log se ge pare. Chur chor de. Tuendan denba sem je ne log tuendan denba wo isa le ya pa. Yondrop ji ke pa te tene oma oma yin dong ge log zo re. Tuendan ta chunyi namji da unta namji li ke chor de Kunzop jen chur chur tenpa kapso semtang je lok tsogwa sen heba re Tuendang tenpa yongrup heba kapso Yintong lok tsor chen tsogwa sen heba re Tangpo te labda
So we're approaching this gradually with the answer here So then Rupaji says in the in two texts of Maitreya the one that we're looking at now the Madhyanta Vibhanga And another text, which is called the Dharma Dharmatavibhanga, a distinguishing phenomena from their true nature, Chilan Chini Namacheva. In these two texts, especially, the views of both the mind only or the Yogacara school and the Shantong school are used. Basically, in explaining the relative level of truth, how mental habitual patterns arise. From the ground consciousness, and in this way, establishing that exterior objects are not truly existent. This way of thinking, then, the way we become confused, so the way one explains the arising of samsara, this then is taken from the Yogacara or the mind only school. So that's the relative level of truth. However, when the texts explain the ultimate level of truth, what's called Dindan Denpa, then that then is explained from the point of view of the Madhyamaka Shentong school. One speaks of luminosity, for example, as being the true nature of the mind. So one needs to make a distinction there in the ways the explanations are given, from which tradition they're drawn.
Chur-chur-te sarpo-yo-re. Ni-nang-da, ni-yin-je, pak-kya-kun-ye-la-ya, pak-kya-ga-top-je, chur-pa-yi-sung-wa-ta. Chur-pa-yin-pa-se-na, nama-tam-je, sem-tang-yin-pa-drupa-la, teni, dan-da, rik-pa-ya-po-yo-re. Chur-chur-te sem-tang-je-lok-du-ke-wa-re.
So then, in explaining how one becomes confused about appearances, the mind-only school has a very clear way of explaining it, and that's why one uses their explanation. It's clearly explained how dualistic perception arises and how we cling to this as being truly existent, how these mental patterns arise from the ground consciousness. And therefore, one is able to understand that all objects are merely produced by the mind. And because it's so clearly laid out in the mind-only school, then that's what's used to explain the mode of the way one gets confused.
Tene tundan tatok te yendong wama chimbi lokso re karre sena zungzi ni ji tongbe semje ne lo voisar yendan re pa yer me pa ham sa tong yer me pa te ni la trema yo mare trema te lovon trupe trema re lovon trupe trema yin ji tongbe chani tene tundan tenba te yendong re
So then ultimately, to explain ultimate truth, then what's used is the Shantong Madhyamaka, and that then speaks of luminosity, which is the nature of the mind, empty of any kind of dualistic perception. It is spacious awareness that is free of all temporary stains, and that is what is referred to when one says Zhen Tong. Zhen means other, and Tong means empty. So it's empty of what is other than itself, and what is other than itself is these temporary stains.
Dene jö lama le namye che ben sinyi chi lower ta ga kam dong ga namye me ben sinyi chi lami chi ji tong mai ka tang ma ji che bro
namye
lower tro pe chama te dekhi ning bo rang ga ngo le tha de to yo ba number 1 year yo ben sinyi chi ji lower te me dekhi ning bo tong ba re dekhi ning bo rang dang Same to Nelo, the Hinging Borang Dang, number year you about. Ginger, number year you have been singing Ginger, lower trooper to me, Wesa the Hinging Bull Tombare. This and a yin dongre. Nami may been singing Lami Chuja Tomai. The Hinging Borang and Mola, Mole Tade, the year may been singing Jim, Rangin Ginger, Lundrup Jim, Ginger Matonga, Hibare. Jui lama le. Tee kaap so, yin dong ga tsik yaa fit tee yore.
So then Rinpoche gives a quote from the Uttara Tantra Shastra, the changeless nature, which says that the Buddha nature, the Tathagata Garbha, is empty of all kinds of temporary stains. However, it is not empty of spontaneously present qualities. So that's an important distinction there.
Take one. Oh, today the tenen de yemang tela yemang la tanda wenda namji le yeva denye re yeva den de mang dang do tanda yagin. Tanda yemang tela mada yemang dang takba yemang ni yore. Pakya ke top je namang korba namang de korba de mama kaya de mada yemang re. Lobontrope trema seba latin de sangye patang, kotan yanganje nawa yarvatela, takbi yemans yagre. Mada yeman da takbi yeman yere. Mama heva yeman de mada yeman so was a kebare.
So, then when one comes to the second nature, the other dependent nature, it actually has two aspects. One is the pure, and the other is the impure. So we speak of pure other dependent nature and impure other dependent nature. So the impure other dependent nature refers to samsara that arises from these habitual patterns. And the pure other dependent nature refers to being free of all kinds of temporary stains, and at that point, when that happens, then what appears are the different Buddha fields and the different bodies of the Buddhas.
Then Tari Konsu also can do so.
Then Konsu is similar to the
Yaman.
Jemwandi dakpe kunzo.
Dakpe kunzo.
Kundak ma dakpe kunzo. Yongju dundan denbar.
Jemwandi dakpe kunzo. Oh yeah. Jiksena ten rawate, Jemwandi dakpe kunzo li yapate, naga log dan tungu yusare, ngaran samna. Dorje tekbe logla. Mada Bayomare, they said, Tapu Kunzok, Yeman Tapu Kunzok, the Yana, Dorje Tikbil, the sort of thing you said, Sambayo.
So Rinpoche thinks that this tradition of explaining the other dependent nature is the same as purified relative truth or apparent truth is. Comes from the Mantrayana tradition. Because in there, then, one comes to see everything as pure manifestation, as pure vision. And so there is this emphasis then on the Shenwang, the other dependent nature, as being purified relative truth.
No.
So there are different ways of positing these three natures. And one has to look into the details of how they are asserted.
Mm-hmm.
And even within the Shantong school, within the experts, the scholars of the Shantong school, there are different ways of asserting this.
Mm-hmm.
One finds also other explanations, for example, within the Mahāti text, for example, within the practices of the Mahāti, one finds the following explanation that the what we call random labeling or the imaginary nature refers to exterior appearances, and that the other dependent nature refers to sentient beings, and that the perfected nature refers to primordial wisdom or jnana. So then, to look at this a little more closely, then the first nature, this imaginary nature or random labeling, this is imputed or posited by concepts. It is a deceptive appearance that is posited by concepts. It's not truly established. The sentient beings, then, they are deceptive appearances that arise from the habitual patterns, from the strength of habitual patterns. And the perfectly established nature, the third parinisphana, then that refers to the nature of the mind of sentient beings, which is luminosity or wisdom.
Primordial wisdom. Trupa sem janela wasar de yehi de yondobre. Or malana jana.
So then if one takes the example of a dream, what then appears as an exterior object in the dream is only something that has been put out there by one's own concepts. If one looks within the context of the dream, it's easy to see this. Then the one that made those concepts, that then is one's own conceptual patterns arising, the maker of these concepts. And then the third nature then, what is that? Then that is the true nature of this confused mind, which is luminosity.
Kunto
So Rinpoche thinks then the explanation that's given here in the Mahāti tradition and that then which is given in this text that we're looking at now, distinguishing the middle from the extremes, that they're similar in that this text then is saying that what the other dependent nature is this our concepts, and the Mahāti explanation is points towards sentient beings, but they then, how do they arise? Well, they are the arising of these different mental habitual patterns. So in that sense, both this points to the conceptual nature of this second.
This is the Dorje Tegwa Lola Nase Takwa Ramjan Re Mada Pa Nam To Trapa Tata Na Tene Yemang La Mada Pa Me Pa Re Te Takwa Ramjan Re
Takwa Ramjan
Nase Takwa Ramjan Yimbe Se Na Mada Pa Nam To Tan Trapa Tata Na Tene Yemang Ngo Po Mada Pa Yo Ma Re Takwa Re Te Yemang Takwa Yin Se Na Dike Re.
So then one has this category, the Shenwang, that is purified, and that then is from the Vajrayana tradition, one has this this infinite appearance of what is pure, that all anything that could possibly appear appears as pure, and this is probably, one could equate that with the purified or pure other dependent nature.
So, Jenny Dorje take a lola, Takpa Ramjan, and Mada Batani, your mother. Dorje take the Tartogatawa, keep a cup, so Takpa Ramjan, Mada Batani, your mother, Mada Bamovitova, your mother. Kanga Takpari.
So, from the ultimate point of view in the Vajrayana, then, there is nothing but infinite purity. There is nothing that is impure in the essential nature of things. There is nothing but this purity.
Tenan Seni Somjin Joksor, the Sentam Bacaps or Rakware, Trusor Jewang the Sebade, Teni Hindonga Caps or Tele Tarandogre, Makalola Jadu, Teni Hindu Tava Chagri. Dorje Tepelo.
So then, if one looks at the different ways of explaining, in the mind only school, it's a very coarse way of explaining things. It shows how one becomes confused in relation to these three natures. When one moves into the Shentong explanation, it becomes more subtle, and the most subtle level then is the way it's presented in the Mantrayana.
Tarong Gonda Natsu Tini Somte Danda Untanamji Level Somba Tekona Niji Level Tembe Yang Tikiji.
So this afternoon then.
Tene Rembe Rembe Sapo Yungarema.
Rinpoche will look at these three natures from the point of view of another chapter within this same text, and it gives other perspectives on how to understand them, and slowly in this way we'll get clear on how these three, what these three are and how they function.
Says the world and its inhabitants arise as the Vajramandala. Would the world be that external experience, the first nature? The inhabitants be the second sentient beings in that chant.
The world and its inhabitants arise as the Vajramandala? Okay.
Is that an expression of the three natures from the Mahāti point of view?
And you would say the world then would be the...
external experience from the Mahāti view of the first
The first nature, the inhabitants would be the second?
Would be the sentient beings in the second.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And the Vajramandala would represent the primordial wisdom, uh-huh, or jnana.
Okay. Tindi, Tindu can see what you like. Shabten monam chitto.
Oh, yeah.
Tindi di nanga, di ningma ki tawari maradi. Tindi di nanga, nyuchu, dikten dang, samchin, tamchin nyuchu ni kadi, doji ki kyoko drabu chagiri.
Ore.
Nyuchu nika.
Dorji Kyokor. Re, Dorji Chingore. No, Junika Dorji Chingore.
Then Kongi Saba, Kongi Kadi Dido. Kaptila, Nudi, Kuntak Rebe, Semchen, Jenwang Rebe, then a Kyokor, Dorji Kyokodi, Yongjuk, Kona Kantido. Rumati Tana Gisumala, Maat, Mahaati Gishavatana.
Dorjin jikte, nang semchen jikte, number takpa te, tene lahi rangin re, semchen ne lo wasa de yehi rawa. Dorje tekpe lo la ton tambal jikte de no tang, juji semchen nam, tene dorjin jikte sigre.
Di danang drabogi.
Nelo kuwang to separate. Nandong Yirmi Lenjurva Mapare, Tele Nandong Yirmi, Maimban Jurju Yomare, Nanchu Jesimji and Nandong Yirmire, Zugra Teru Rigza Namia Nandong Yirmire, Kanga Nandong Yirmi in Bechani, Yana Dedong Yirmi send a young degree, not a lord.
Then it did on a Danang Drabuchana?
Danang send a Koran Nelo Granglerate. Danang Yagamare, Nelo Granglerate. Dorje Tipalola.
So, Rumashi says that this is more an explanation that's given from the point of view of the ultimate nature, that when one understands the true nature of the mind, when one realizes the true nature of the mind as being luminosity, then the world and its inhabitants, they then appear in their pure aspect. And that then is the deity and the mandala. So it's more from this point of view that the two, then when one sees them in their ultimate aspect, they appear as this mandala. It's sort of looked at from the true nature of things with the ultimate perspective.
Oh yeah.
So then we'll meditate for a bit, then reflecting on the three natures. Ultimate exists. And within this, there is no dualistic appearances. Within it also, one finds the emptiness. And within emptiness, one also can relate to the imaginary nature.
Yeah, Korban no dan chui de ma da yin wa. Sanje je ko dan hien kan de tak pu yin wa. Ko dan hien kan. Korban no chui, korban no dan chui. Korban no chui ma da yin wa yin. Ko dan hien kan tak pu yin wa.
So the world and its inhabitants, what one considers samsara, that is the impure or the dependent nature, and the pure or the dependent nature is the bodies of the Buddhas and the Buddha fields. So these three nature theories, very subtle, and within this third chapter of the Madhyanta Vibhanga, there are 10 different ways of explaining it.
Namjitajiju